Peah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. This Mishnah will teach us the various conditions that are necessary for something that grows to be considered Chayav in Peah. And as we list each condition, we will explain what is included in that and what's not included in that. Klal Amru BaPeah. The following rule is said by Peah to determine what is obligated in Peah, what is not. Kol shehu ochel, whatever is considered to be a food. This would be used to exclude various plants that are grown for the purposes of dyeing, of coloring things. So even though sometimes someone might occasionally eat it under necessity, but since they're primarily used for dyeing and not for food, they wouldn't be chayav in peah. Also, vinishmar, it has to be something that's guarded, as opposed to hefker, something that somebody doesn't care to maintain ownership over. If it's not owned by somebody, then it would not be chayv in peah. V'gidulav min haaretz, it also has to grow from the ground. This would exclude funguses, such as mushrooms. L'kitaso ke'achas. And l'kitaso ke'achas means that it's harvested all at one time, because certain fruits and growing things are harvested together, but some of them are not. An example is te'enim. Figs are not do not have l'kitaso ke'achas. They're bit by bit they ripen, and therefore te'enim would not be chayav in peah. Figs would not be chayav in peah. Finally, umachniso l'kiyum. It has to be something that one stores away. It can and maintains it. It can't be something that, let's say, like leafy vegetables. Leafy vegetables wither right away. It can't be machniso l'kiyum. You can't put away for storage. And the mission concludes with examples that all these things are chayav bepeah. These things are all obligated in peah. V'hatvua v'kidnios b'kalazeh. Tvua, grains, and kidnios, and beans, they are all considered within this klal, the klal amr bepeah, that they are all chayav in peah.